Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart International, and I am so happy today to have our guest with us today, Tina Valiant, who is an amazing realtor. She's an amazing author and in some respects, a coach and teacher and mentor to so many people. And Tina, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Todd. It's great to be here.
So you recently wrote a book. And can you tell us a little bit about the book and kind of the concepts in the book and give our audience the high levels of what the book is about?
Definitely. So it was kind of crazy. I was at breakfast with my mom and I had this vision of me standing on a stage in front of women that were crying healing tears. And I looked at my mom that day and I think I'm supposed to write a book. I think I'm supposed to do these women conferences and workshops. And okay, I guess I'm going to do this. And it was so crazy because literally the next morning after accepting that challenge, the entire outline of the book was downloaded into my head. And then from that point, and I wrote the book in different places, like chapter 10 maybe came first. Chapter 1, which is my story, was the last chapter that I wrote. But I kept meeting these amazing women that had these triumphant stories. And all of a sudden, the whole chapter would be downloaded in my head the next morning at like 4:30 in the morning, and I would just start writing. And that's how the book came about. And it is a book to help women, especially because in the real estate field and having a team, I have a lot of women come to me that are trying to find themselves again. They want to go into real estate because they want something for themselves and they want to build something that's amazing. And they don't know how to do it because they have all of this past trauma and all of these past experiences and limiting beliefs that are stopping them from success. So the book came about to help those women that are trying to regain their voice and find who they're meant to be, not just as a mom, not just as a wife, not just as a daughter, but themselves and who they were meant to be all along.
So what is the title of the book and how can our audience actually access it?
It's called Finding Your Voice, and it is on Amazon.com. You can look up Finding Your Voice by Tina Valiant, and it'll pop up, and it's $14.99, and it's a workbook. So it has exercises all the way through that we call reflections to help you get through those limiting beliefs to take you to the next level.
So the title of the podcast today, too, is about finding your voice in real estate. So how does it relate specifically to real estate?
So when I first moved here almost 5 years ago now, and I can't believe it's been that long, I realized that before I could really jumpstart my career here, I had a lot of things in business that made me skittish, not trust people. I had been betrayed by a lot of people in my life, in business and in friendship. And I was holding on to those things, not able to move past them in order to be a true success because I was scared. So for 3 days, I journaled every betrayal that ever happened. I owned my part in everything. And I was able to then take all of those names and literally burn them and say, you no longer have power over me. I forgive you. So that I could move forward and actually be a success and be who I was meant to be. And in real estate, we have all of these limiting beliefs in our mind. And we have all of these negative Neds and Nancys in our life that are telling us we can't really do it, telling us that the real estate market is too challenging. It's too hard to get offers accepted right now. Whatever the limiting beliefs may be, they're in the back of our mind running all the time. And if you don't identify them, tackle them, get past them, and move forward, you won't be a success in real estate. So you need to find who you are in this business and be authentic and be you and not be afraid and not listen to the negative people in your life.
So is the book only for women? I mean, when I hear you describe, you know, those challenges, to a certain degree, those apply to anyone in real estate, whether whether they're male or female. Sure. I know you probably put a, or can speak a little bit more, you know, to the female, you know, population, but would our male listeners actually get some benefit out of this as well?
So I've had a lot of men read the book because I even have a chapter in the book called Relationships with Men, where I talk about emasculation and how it's become an epidemic and that women think it's just so socially acceptable at this point to just annihilate men. And so men read it and they were like, can you write a book for us on these same topics, but for men? And I'm like, but I'm not a man. I'd have to get a co-writer to do that. And I'd be happy to do that if you really want it. But they also took a lot away because they identified with a lot of things in the book that they've been affected by as well. So, but I do have another book coming out that is for men and women called Relationship Real Estate. It'll be out at the end of fall, beginning of winter. And that is totally relationship driven with real estate and open houses and my 16 steps and all of those different things. But it also talks about the psychology in our own minds, as well as the clients that we're working with.
Right, right. Okay, so let's come back to that a little bit at the end, but let's talk right now real quick. Okay, break down the book for us a little bit in its methodology and its process. Like what if you were to sum it up in a nutshell, some real highlights of this is what's going on, this is what you need to do, this is what the result will be, and that's kind of what I talk about in the book. Is that a fair question?
That's a fair question. So what I have realized in talking to both men and women over the years in coaching and building teams and that type of thing is this. Men and women put themselves into this societal box where before they get married and have children, they have all of these hopes and dreams, both men and women. Men, all of a sudden, go into the five languages of men, which is provide, protect, help, save, be the hero. Women go into this box of the nurturer who has to set themselves aside. And what I want you to think of is the fairy tale that we've all been taught all of our lives, where you have the princess and the prince rides in on a white horse and sweeps her off her feet and saves the day. And then she leaves her family and her castle and goes to his castle and takes care of him and his children, and that's her role. We are taught that as children. And in my book, I go through, okay, so you gave up yourself because you thought you were supposed to. You became the nurturer. You put all of your hopes and dreams aside, and men do the same thing because now they have to be the provider and the protector. But what did you give up, and who asked you to do that? Did you give up your hopes and dreams because your husband wanted you to? Or did you give up your hopes and dreams because you thought you had to? Because that's what we've been taught. And then the book takes you through a series of steps to help you find out what you really wanted in life, what your dreams really were that you set aside. How do you get back to them? And how do you recreate that dream and the life that you've always wanted while still maintaining your family?
So can you highlight one of the stories from inside the book? I mean, I'm sure there are many different stories.
Sure.
You know, in the book, but what's your favorite?
So in the chapter, You Are Enough, that's Mariah, my assistant's chapter, and she doesn't mind me sharing this story. When I first met Mariah, she had an interesting sense of style. She was very humble, very non-shy. Like, she could talk to anybody that came across her path. She used to be with another brokerage and did all of their training and everything that she was supposed to do. But at the end of the day, she still wasn't getting any clients. And she was very, very, very frustrated. So she wanted to be on my team. So I took her out and I, you know, took her for the day. And quite frankly, and she knows this, I was a little taken back by what she was wearing and these little hats that she used to put on that she made. I don't even know what they're called. And she called herself the hat realtor. I don't know. That was her gimmick, I guess.
Right.
And so after a day, and she had her trusty notebook and she kept taking notes on everything that I said the whole way through. So I asked her a few questions. And one of the questions that I asked her on the way home from this hour-long ride was, what do you really want out of life? And she started telling me that, you know, she's been a successful mom and wife for a long time, but that she felt like she had a bigger purpose. And she wanted to do something that was just for her, something that made a difference in this world. and she didn't know how to get it. So she thought real estate would be a good way to try that. She was failing epically, so she felt like a failure across the board. She said that she wanted to make more decisions for herself, that she had gotten into this pattern of allowing other people to make all of her decisions for her. And she wanted to be successful in something that made her feel proud of her accomplishments, made her feel intelligent, made her feel like people liked her. And she was just hitting a wall with that. So I asked her a really tough question. And I had her get real with herself. And it was, okay, just based on how we look, if we walked into a listing appointment together, not because I'm the most beautiful woman in the world or anything like that, it has nothing to do with that, but I'm put together. If you were up against me in a listing presentation, who would win? And she said, well, you would. I said, you're right. Number one, it's confidence. Number two, I'm well put together. I said, if you know that, then why are you self-sabotaging yourself? And she just looked at me and she goes, you're right. I've been doing this all of my life. And it's time for me to stop self-sabotaging myself. So how do I move forward? So number one, we're going to go do a makeover and you're going to feel good about yourself. Number two, we're going to hone in on what you're really, really good at. And that's what we're going to focus on. And number three, we're going to give you a purpose that fulfills that inner need and desire to be something other than just a mother and a wife. And she said, I'm scared. And I said, that's okay. Because sometimes we have to get uncomfortable before we can get successful.
Right.
And that's her story in You Are Enough, because Mariah is enough and always has been just as she is.
Right. So tell me a little bit about some of the reflections or the homework assignments. Can you highlight a couple without giving everything away?
Sure. So most people don't know that I had a very tumultuous childhood. I had every abuse imaginable by the age of 7. And if anybody could be a victim in life, it could have been me. And I choose to be a survivor. And one of the reflections in the book is going through the people that have caused you pain, whether it be abuse physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever the case may be. And tackling those pains head on so that you can let them go. And I go over this in the forgiveness chapter, because in order to truly move forward in your life, you have to forgive. And if you talk to any CEOs or any, you know, big people out there, the top 5%ers out there, they will tell you that they meditate on forgiveness as a daily routine, that they realize 99.9% of the time, people that afflict you with something, it's not personal. It's because of who they are, what they've experienced, and what they know. So in the forgiveness chapter, I take you through a series of how to look at the bigger picture of people that have hurt you and recognize that it had nothing to do with you. And go through this whole series of how to forgive those people by looking at their whole big picture and your big picture and how you allowed them into your life. And in those reflections, we also talk about how to forgive yourself for allowing those situations into your life, because that's actually the hardest part.
Right. So obviously you, this has been a big process for you, you know, a long process to a certain degree. What's your big takeaway from going through this process and putting either your life or your experiences on paper? What's it been like?
It was a healing process for me, for sure. Like I said, my story was actually the last story that I wrote. And the book is full of different triumphant women's stories and things that they had overcome in their life and chose to be a survivor and not a victim. And I think that at the end, the very last day that I wrote the very last sentence, punctuated the last word, I just had this downpouring of emotion come out of me that I didn't expect. And it was like, okay, it's complete. I've healed through this. I've put my story out there, which is not easy to do, but maybe, just maybe, my story will help other people to realize that they can survive and succeed and thrive too.
Right. So what'd your mom think of the book?
It was really hard on my mom.
Does she remember the day though that you had breakfast and the day the idea came?
Okay, so this is funny. So everybody says they're gonna write a book. Everybody. So I think when I told my mom, she was like, okay, all right. Now, my family has learned over time that when I say I'm going to do something, I typically succeed in doing that. But I think for her, it was like, we'll see how that goes. After I wrote it, I gave her a manuscript. I also sent it out to a test group of men and women to get their take on it. And my mom, more so, and family members, they needed to read it to make sure that it was okay that I wrote some of the things that I wrote and that I was putting them out there. And the first time that my mom read the book, she cried. She was like, I am so sorry. I didn't realize that it was that bad. And I wasn't there to protect you enough. And she was a good mom. She just didn't know. She was doing the best she could. The second time she read it, because she had to read it again. And she was like, okay, this book is going to help a lot of people out there. So I want you to publish it. You need to publish it. And really, it comes down to it being your testimony and mine, because this is our past. This is our history and we need to share it. So now she's really excited. She bought a bunch of them. She's giving them out. She actually recently gave them out to her ladies group. They all decided it's going to be their next book study. She called me crying. She was like, I didn't expect that. I just wanted to give it to them because I was proud of you. And she's like, you're really changing people's lives. You're really helping people. So now she's on board.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, then let's, before we go talk about your next book and what's coming on, how would you see someone? Okay. So we've talked about the book, we've described it, you know, what do you think someone really, should do or, with this book? Like, how is it going to impact them? What should be their, I guess, well, it's not a what should their action be, but what do you think, what's your hope that people are, what's your takeaways with this book? What's your hope for the listening audience when they read your book?
A lot of them have said that there are some tough places in the book where they really have to get real with themselves. So I always tell people, read the chapter, let it resonate with you. Do the reflections and the exercises in the book for each chapter before you move on, because it will plant seeds in your life that will come up later. I recently had a friend that read the book, and there was one chapter in particular that really bothered her, and that was relationships with men. She was like, that's crap. I do not emasculate. I do not do this. I do not do that. And then months later, she had this aha moment because it planted this seed. And she's like, yeah, I fit into that chapter. I didn't realize it. I have to face it. I didn't want to, but I have to. And she started changing her relationships with men because of it. And that's what I want. I want for people to take each reflection and really work it and get real with yourself. This is for you. It's not for anybody else. Nobody else is going to see your work that you do through this book. It is personal and it is private. And it is a time for you to really reflect and decide who you really want to be moving forward. Right. Because it changes things.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us today, for putting yourself out there, writing a book like this. I hope all of you will take some time and actually go read this and, you know, apply it, I guess, in your life. So the onward goal would be more success for everyone, and success, including even just happiness, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So talking about relationships, though, you mentioned earlier you have something in the works about relationships. You know, real estate is all about relationships. Anyone that's been in the business long enough, I think, has really realized it's not about the shiny objects or the next little technology tool that's coming out. It's really about relationships and helping and serving consumers, right? So can you what do you have in the works, and does it fit with that story, that talk track that I just mentioned about relationships?
So Relationship Real Estate is the next book coming out. It's based on my 16 steps. It's based on corporate level sales training. And we actually have our first huge event coming up in Orlando, June 8th and 9th. And we have vendors and everybody putting on this huge thing, which we're expecting about 200 agents to attend. And it's all about how to build true relationships with your clients, how to gain more in-person relationships with your clients, as well as building your sphere of influence with your vendors and other people and building a relationship-based business across the board. And I'm super excited about this event because it's all based around this book coming out. So the book will be out, Relationship Real Estate will be out in probably the end of the fall, beginning of winter. And I'm truly excited about this next book coming out because it's for men and women, and it dives right into, yes, we're in a technology age, but stop forgetting about the actual relationships that we have with our clients and people, because it's all about people. It's right. not about what technology we're using. It is about hands-on, shaking hands when we're not in COVID. And like diving into who people really are so that you can truly serve them.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, how can people follow you, get in touch with you, learn about, you know, your current book and the upcoming book? So I'm sure you have Instagram, Facebook, website, all of that. You want to give our audience a little bit of info about you?
Sure, definitely. You can definitely find me on Facebook with Tina Valiant. I have a website out there called tinavaliant.com. It has all of our upcoming workshops for both relationship real estate and women conferences coming up, as well as mini classes that I teach all over the place. And you can also find the link for my book on there, as well as a podcast that I do called The Female Male Perspective with my co-host Eddie Cunningham, where we dive into the different thought processes of men and women.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. All this, and yet you still have time to sell a ton of real estate and help.
That's because of my team. Right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Someday you'll have to come and talk about how you've built that team and how that team works for you.
That class is coming up the end of June. How to build a successful real estate team will be out and running.
Awesome. Love that. Well, Tina, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your story for everyone. So again, you know, the name of the book, or, you know, finding your voice in real estate, Tina Valiant. Thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Todd. Have a wonderful week.
All right. You too.
Bye, everybody.
All right. We'll see you next on the next episode of the Real Estate Podcast. Thank you, and catch you next time around.
Like what you're hearing on the Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.